More mortgage market fallout.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. You've heard the tagline on commercials for their credit cards. What's in your wallet? They're Capital One Financial. Apparently, their wallet has been hit by the mortgage crisis. Last night, Capital One announced it's closing its Greenpoint mortgage unit and cutting nearly 2,000 jobs. Capital One specializes in no-documentation loans and Alt-A mortgages. That's where customers have slightly better credit than subprime borrowers. Yesterday, Countrywide Financial closed its Alt-A mortgage unit, and today the Wall Street Journal reports investors are speculating on Warren Buffett buying parts of Countrywide. The mortgage crisis has investors speculating on an aggressive series of interest rate cuts by the Fed, and that helped much of the stock market higher yesterday. After some wild swings, the Dow picked up 42 points to 13,121. The S&P slipped a fraction, though, to 1445, but the NASDAQ rose 3 points to 2,508. President Bush will be in Minneapolis today for a briefing on the I-35 bridge collapse. Congress has already authorized $250 million to replace the bridge, and there are calls for more federal money for bridge repair around the country. Question is, where would the money come from? Jeremy Hobson reports.
The collapse earlier this month of the I-35 bridge has focused attention on the nation's ailing infrastructure. Congress plans to take up the issue next month, says Minnesota Democrat Jim Oberstar, who chairs the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee.
There are 73,000 structurally deficient bridges on the national highway system. Those bridges need to be repaired.
Oberstar wants to raise the federal gas tax by 5 cents to pay for bridge upkeep. But a gas tax hike is a tough sell with President Bush and even some Democrats in Congress. Tolls and sales of highways to private companies are the other big options for raising transportation funds. Randall O'Toole at the Cato Institute opposes a gas tax hike and favors more toll roads.
A toll is a user fee, and I think user fees work better than taxes.
However the money is raised, estimates are it'll cost billions to repair the nation's bridges. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Democrats are ahead of Republicans in party fundraising. In the first 6 months of the year, Dems raised more than $111 million. Republicans, just over $108 million. And as Steve Henn reports, this hasn't happened since 1989.
The last time Democrats raised more money than Republicans for their party committees, George W. Bush was just beginning his career in Major League Baseball. I was 17, and the most popular song in the country was, well, frightening. And it's been a long, long wait for Democrats dreaming of financial supremacy. But when they took control of Congress last fall, the fundraising climate in Washington changed dramatically.
Money follows power.
Meredith McGeehee is at the Campaign Legal Center.
People that give large amounts of money especially are essentially making a bet that the Democrats will continue to hold on to power.
Since 2003, Democratic Party fundraising has almost doubled, while the Republicans' take has fallen by about 25%. And in the presidential race, Democratic candidates have roughly three times the amount of cash as their Republican counterparts. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
A federal appeals court delayed Whole Foods' takeover of Wild Oats yesterday, just before a noon deadline would have allowed the companies to combine in a $565 million deal. The Federal Trade Commission succeeded in getting an emergency stay to block the sale because it's anti-competitive. Now, Whole Foods and Wild Oats have until 4 p.m. Wednesday to file a response.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at KAUFFMAN.org.
Problems for the U.S. mortgage business have been rippling to India. IT outsourcing firms for banking and financial services have begun to feel the effect, but most experts agree it's unlikely to lead to a lasting problem. The Indian outsourcing industry grew 47% in the first 6 months of the year. And it's not just your basic call center. Outsourcing firms specialize in services from investment research to insurance claims processing. Oh, and then there's online teaching. Here's Francesca Segre.
15-year-old John Billingsley looks just like any other Los Angeles kid. But what separates Billingsley from other ninth graders in his class is his personal understanding of globalization and outsourcing.
Hello, John. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Twice a week, he shoos his cat off his desk, uses his computer to dial India.
Before going to the topic, let us discuss some of the basic concepts of a circulatory system.
Vibhan Awi is 26 years old with a master's degree in biotechnology. He sits at a desk among 50 other tutors in a call center-style office in the southwestern town of Cochin, India. They all work for the Silicon Valley-based company Growing Stars, and they all work American hours. Their days start at 3 a.m., but the hours don't seem to bother Awi.
I'm really enjoying the job, really, to be a part of the most advanced tutoring technology.
Back in Los Angeles, Billingsley's mother, Kim, did some calculations of her own. When the face-to-face math tutor her son uses bumped his rates from $100 to $125 an hour, she found Growing Stars, which charges $20 an hour for biology tutoring.
I remember them asking me, is this rate agreeable with you? I kind of started laughing to myself.
By now, 400 American students, ranging from third grade to college, use the program. Of course, there are problems. Sometimes the connection gets dropped or the tutor's accent is hard to understand, but Billingsley says it really works for him. But since offshore tutoring is still new, there aren't hard numbers to show how effective it is overall. Regardless, Don Knezek, the CEO for the International Society for Technology and Education, says he's seen tremendous growth in offshore tutoring over the past 3 years.
I think there'll be very few teachers and very few students who go through their experience without touching and using distance learning.
In Los Angeles, I'm Francesca Segre for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, also, I'm Doug Christner. Thanks very much for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.